Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. I pray that you are well and in perfect health and spirits this morning. This morning I will be reading from Psalms and Peter. Cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. Psalm 55 and 22. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be diligent and cautious at all times. For the enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion, roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Sing the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, all of your concerns, once and for all. For he cares affectionately about you, watchfully, and he wants you to be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind, because that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion in hunger. Whatever. I don't care. Trust me, I don't care about it. You think I care? But in actuality, you're worried about it. Someone approaches you wanting to sit down and talk about the situation so that you can air out your differences and come to an agreement. But instead, I don't care. I don't want to talk about it. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. If you're constantly thinking about that one thing that you don't care about, but you really care about, and it's aggravating you so much that when the reason that you don't care about, you're talking about it to other people, on your job, friends, strangers, you don't care about it, but you're talking about it. Be diligent and cautious at all times. That thing that you don't care about, but you care about, it causes you to worry. It causes you to focus on that thing. It causes you to not be cautious and see when the enemy is coming in at you. You know that enemy of yours, the devil? You can't pay attention when you're worried about that thing that you don't care about. When it's bothering you, when you're anxious about it, it worries your mind, you're thinking about it, you're trying to focus on something else, but that thing that you don't care about, it pops back. And you should see me right now because I'm putting up quote signs because you know what I'm talking about. You've experienced what I'm talking about. But we have to be careful about it. We have to be very diligent and cautious at all times, because that enemy, he is looking for the perfect opportunity to come and take us off course. That is the reason why God is saying, cast your burdens upon me. I want to sustain you. I want you to release the weight of those burdens so that you will not be moved, that you won't slip or fall or fail. Give them to me for real. Don't say you don't care, but you really care. Instead of saying, I don't care, say, you know what, God? I do care, so I'm going to give it to you. Take it from me. Take this care away from me so I don't have to worry about it. Take it. Take it away. I don't want it. I don't want it. Take it, Lord. Father God, we come to you this morning, and we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up again, Lord God, giving us your love and your healing in our bodies to go out, Lord God, and walk peacefully, Lord God. Walk with purpose today, Lord God. Take away, Lord God, anything that from us, Lord God, that is not of you, Lord God, that is opposite of who we are in you, that is opposite of our purpose, that is not serving us, Lord God, that is not serving you. Take it away, Lord God. Lord God, give us a strength of peace, a strength of courage, a strength of joy, a strength of purpose to go out, Lord God, and really not care and carry those burdens today, Lord God. Let us truly give it to you, Lord God. We don't want it. We don't want no parts of it, Lord God. We release it today. We give it to you, Lord God. We hand it over to you, Lord God, because we want to experience the truth of your word, Lord God, the truth that says the righteous will never be moved. And that's the consistency in you, the consistency of knowing that you got us. We want to, Lord God, experience who you are and experience that truth that you say that you affectionately care about us, that you watch over us so that we may be well-balanced. Let us experience that today, Lord God. Give us a new experience. Let us cast our cares upon you. Let us cast our worries upon you. Let us cast our anxieties upon you so that you can sustain us in your peace, that you can sustain us in your joy and in your love, so that our minds can be free to explore the possibilities of the purpose and the promise over our lives, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, this morning. We receive it right now. We declare the victory over our lives right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for this new day. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this message. And we thank you for this truth that we're going to stand on and walk on and take today, Lord God. We pray that in this message we can share it with others. And if that we see others who are being anxious, who are saying, I don't worry about it, I don't care. But yet 20 minutes later, they're talking about it. Help us to be a testimony to them and take this word and bless them with them, with this word, Lord God, and show them how the enemy can use that time of us caring about it to take us off track, to take us off course from reaching our destiny and our purpose in you, Lord God. Bless our minds, Lord God. Give us wisdom to see it when it's approaching. Give us wisdom to understand what is going on in our lives when we don't know what's the problem, but we're stuck on that one thing, that thing that we don't care about, that we're not even thinking about when we are taken away. We don't want it, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing day. God bless you. Be blessed. Be great. Be worry-free. Be loved. And know that God got you. He wants to sustain you. He is yours. Everything, all of his promises is yours for the taking. Take it. Grab it. Embrace it. I love you. Have a great day. Smile. It looks good on you. Go look in the mirror right now and smile and say, God, I do care. I care that you love me. I care that you want me to be full of joy. I care that you have a purpose for my life. And smile and say, today I will seize that moment. Today is a beautiful day. Let me go out there and show the enemy of mine who I'm made of and sit at my table in front of him and eat good today. Okay? All right. I love you. Have a great day.